It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. After that tournament break there from the Dietrich tournament, Saluki's coming out of that champions on that holiday tournament. It is the new year and the first home game back since before the Wayne County tournament or Wayne City.
I think November 30th against Lawrenceville. So it's been a month.
It's been a good while. The JV lost, that was 49-32, I believe it was.
34.
So it was a tough comeback off of that long holiday tournament, a couple of holiday tournaments there. But Saluki's going to come out strong against the always fierce KZ Westfield Warriors. Tonight's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner, Illinois, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital.
Yeah, KZ's 13-1. They lost in the first financial tournament first round at Terre Haute to a very good Linton Minor team that ended up playing in the championship game against one of the Terre Hautes, was like Terre Haute North. But they came back through the consolation bracket. They had a big game right before Christmas, winning by 2 in overtime at Fairfield. So Red Hill's going to see here tonight against KZ, go to Newton for a conference game on Friday night, and then see the Fairfield Eagles here on Saturday night. So three games here in these next three or four days for the Salukis. They've got to contend with the KZ Warriors. One of the players they really have to contend with is Luke Richards, a 6'6", 275-pound senior. He's a quick kid. He's got a good shot. He's going to be very difficult to defend inside. But they've got some excellent perimeter players. Ethan Gilbert, Marcus Downs, Noah Livingston, also Will Hoskinson. Marcus Downs, 6'4", senior, was a quarterback, but he played his first 3 years at Marshall.
So it's going to be a tough matchup, like you said, down low for Nathan Worth. Height-wise, it's going to be good. Both boys 6'6", but Luke Richards got him probably at a little bit of a weight advantage.
He's got about 100 pounds on him, probably.
I would say so. Nathan Worth standing out about maybe 170, 180
or so. I'd say maybe
165,
170 probably.
So it's going to be a tough matchup. He's probably going to have to get a little bit more physical than what he's used to down low.
We'll see if Red Hill maybe go with they went to the 131 zones on several occasions up at Dietrich. That might, so that won't have to be all a one-on-one defensive part, but so he's coming off that win, that tournament, two wins. They won 8 in a row. After they played Lawrenceville, they lost to Olney, but then won, we said, the 4 at Wayne City, 4 at Dietrich, and came from behind in the second half to beat Dietrich on their home floor. So that's a feather in their cap. They're 12-4 as they head into this first game of 2019.
And perimeter-wise, it looks like the Salukis might have a little bit better of a matchup out there, but like we were just saying, they're going to have to condense down on the lane as much as they can, because the KZ Westfield will more than likely drive the lane just as much as Red Hill likes to, and they're going to try their best to dump it down inside right there to Luke Richards. Luke Richards will probably just try and manhandle Nathan Worth as much as he can, use his weight against Nathan Worth. So it's going to be a tough game right out of the gate, but it could be anybody's game. We'll just have to see. We haven't seen KZ Westfield play yet, so it's going to be a tough match, but you can never underestimate KZ Westfield just by their record. Well, if they're having an off year, they're playing a little bit tougher teams up around where they're located.
Well, another thing about Tom, veteran coach Tom Brandon, who coached for many years at Marshall, maybe I won't be surprised they come in some kind of a full-court press. You talk about the three-point shooting with Moore, McKinney, and Havel. They're capable of – they've got three players who are capable of stepping out beyond the arc. But you can't always count on that, because percentage-wise, they're not always you know, shooting, if they shoot 50% on it, like Dietrich in the first half against Red Hill, I had them 13 of 19, shooting not all three-pointers, but, you know, when you shoot that way, you're probably going to be in some ball games, and they've got to handle the press, pressure defense, rebound, you know, try to get some rebounds, and of course, again, hit shots, but then that, you got to do that every game, so it's really not, the formula is pretty much the same every game.
All right, and we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio real quick for a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors. Pre-gaming sponsors tonight, Lazy 8 Body Shop and Corvus from Memorial Hospital. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. That was a word from our pregame sponsors, Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Both teams have returned to the floor, and we are just under 3 minutes of play left to go. And let's kind of look into what the Salukis have been doing. I haven't been here for a couple weeks, so it's my first game back, so I don't know how they've been doing here at the Dietrich Tournament. But before I left, Parker Havel, he was starting to come out of that slump a little bit there. Was hitting a few more threes and getting some better shots off. But, I mean, he was – the Salukis were just having trouble at the free throw line, so I don't know if that's changed any.
I think it did, especially against Dietrich. Drew had a really fine game against Dietrich, made the all-tournament team. Connor's been shooting well, but one of the biggest bright spots has been Drake Allen. He's been getting 15, 16, 17 points a game. We saw him that game against Gallatin County. We got the ball inside to him, and he had a lot of that in the Dietrich tournament. They beat Oblong in the first game in Arcola. Both those games ended up with the running clock. So in the North Clay game, they had a pretty good lead. North Clay came back, made it, tried to make it close, and then Red Hill kind of regrouped. And against Dietrich, down 9 in the third quarter, came back and took the lead at the end of the third quarter and then pulled away in the fourth quarter, hit free throws. I think they were 11 or 12 in the fourth quarter on the free throw line. So,
and I wouldn't be surprised tonight, too, as you're saying that if they threw Drake Allen down there and just used Nathan Worth as a decoy, you know, to try and dump it down into Allen to kind of draw Richards off of him and just kind of go back and forth with those two a little bit, really just go one-sided with it and just kind of draw Luke Richards away to just get him away from the ball, and that way you can go either way with it.
Well, Drake's probably better underneath and than that, where Nathan's more of a threat from the perimeter. You know, one of the officials from one of the games the other day was asked about that, and he said, well, Drake's better inside and Nathan's better, more of a perimeter shooter, so...
All right, it's about that time. We'll go ahead and send it back for a quick commercial break and be right back with starting lineups and tip-off time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. Your CNB offers all the latest technologies in banking, like new mobile wallets for tap and pay on your phone, e-notifications for your daily balance of purchases, bill pay, person-to-person transfers for you, your family, and your business. It's smart, safe, secure online mobile banking, all under your CNB account. No hidden fees, just banking the way you need it.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, and what a game to be back it is. Red Hill Salukis taking on the Casey Westfield Warriors. For those of you just joining in, I'm Ryan Seed on my comeback game after that long break we had there. Thank you to Adam Reinhart for standing in for me. Alongside me, as always, Rob McKinley. Sorry. But Rob, it is starting lineup time, so I'll go ahead and send it over to you so we can get the Warriors starting lineup.
Okay, they'll start Ethan Gilbert, a 6'1 senior. Marcus Downs, a 6'4 senior. Will Hosselton, a 6-foot sophomore. Noah Livingston, a 6-foot sophomore. And the big kid in the middle, big guy, actually not a kid, big boy in the middle, Luke Richards, a 6'6, 275-pound senior. So it'll be Gilbert, Downs, Hosselton, Livingston, and Richards.
It's going to be a tough matchup. A lot of size out there for the Warriors, it looks like, as the Warriors are head coached by Tom Brannon. Assistant coach is Ian Littlejohn. And now the starting lineup for the Red Hill Salukis.
And they'll go to their familiar starting lineup. Parker Havel, a 6'1 senior. Connor McKinney, a 5'10 senior. Nathan Worth, a 6'6 junior. Drew Moore, a 5'11 senior. And Drake Allen, a 6'3 sophomore. I think that's the lineup that Coach Brian Havel has used the whole season. So,
and assistant coaches for the Red Hill Salukis, Gene Allen, Stacy Moore, and Eric Adamson. As pregame warm-ups come to a close, it is just seconds away from that famed tip-off time. We'll get the setting in here. Not too bad of a home crowd here.
For a Wednesday night, because normally this game would have been played on Tuesday night, but being New Year's yesterday, they moved it to Wednesday. So you got Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday this week.
And Casey Westfield almost bringing just as many people down for that long, long trip down here to Red Hill, as many fans as Red Hill has.
Yeah, they got a pretty good sized crowd. You can come down Casey, down 49, down to St. Marie Road.
And Richards goes up strong for that tip off and gets it back.
Wriggling a man to man. Guess who's guarding Richards? Yeah, of course.
Richards passes off there to Hosselton. Hosselton up top there to Livingston. Livingston over to Gilbert. Gilbert into the corner to Downs. Stolen away there by Worth. Worth passes up court quickly to Moore. Moore's going to penetrate the lane, drive up, straight up off the glass and in for the first two of the game. 30 seconds in, Salukis up on the board, 2-0. Livingston with the ball, passes off there to Gilbert. Gilbert up top to Downs, swings it left side to Livingston. Livingston guarded there by Havel. Up top to Hosselton. Hosselton down low to Richards. Back up to Hosselton.
Richards got the ball, he double-teamed him.
Drew Moore tried to tip it away there. Ball on the ground, knocked away. Hosselton comes away with it. He dribbles off to the right side to Richards. Back up top there to Gilbert. Gilbert goes down low to Richards. Richards spins into the lane, up strong and in. Spun around off of Worth there, right into the middle, and puts it off the glass left-handed.
And if he goes up down there, it's going to be a long night for Red Hill and for Nathan Worth.
Moore passes left side there to Allen. Allen is called for the travel, comes up on his toes. And
indecisive. He was wanting to make the pass at the corner. He kind of been decisive on it before he made the pass and called for the walk.
Livingston will bring the ball up the court this time. He's going to dribble left side there to Hosselton, up top to Downs. Downs goes right side to Livingston. Livingston looking for a flashing Richards. Richards really pushing down on Worth, using his size against him. Goes up strong and in for another two. Warriors come up on top for their first lead of the game. First lead change, 4-2 with 6:20 to go here in the first quarter.
It's man-to-man pressure. It's kind of full-court pressure, one-on-one.
Drew Moore is guarded there by Hostleton. Go from the right side. He's going to dribble left into the lane. Tries to put up a shot and is fouled on the way up. He will go to the line to shoot two.
That's one thing Drew's been doing more the last few games, taking the ball to the basket and getting fouled. And
whenever you're playing a tough team like a Casey Westfield, you're going to have to try some different things too. And there's a lot of tough teams up there in Dietrich as well. Drew's first one is up and good as that foul went against number 22, Will Hostleton, his first, team's first. Drew Moore at the line. Second one is on its way. Got it to go. Bouncing off the front and the back of the rim. Tied it back up.
It's more for Richards for.
Livingston brings the ball up. Passes off to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to bring it up top of the key. Pass right side to Livingston. Livingston drives the lane. Dumps it down low to Richards. Out to Hostleton. Hostleton pulls up for three. No good. Richards comes flying in and put back is good. Richards has got all six so far, 6-4 to Drew Moore's four. So it's a Richardson and Moore night so far. Moore pulls up from the corner, no good. That was Livingston, came away with the basketball, brings it up court himself, stopped there by Parker Havel, passes off to Gilbert. Gilbert into the corner to Hostleton, back up top, swings it around to Livingston. Livingston back up top there to Hostleton. Gilbert on the right side with it now, guarded by Drew Moore. Dumps it down to Richards. Richards back up top to Gilbert. Left-handed floater, no good. And ball tipped out of bounds there by Downs. It will be Red Hill Saluki basketball.
It's one thing they want to try to do. If you double-team Richards down low, he can kick it back out and somebody's got an open shot. But that you just have a chance you have to take with some of it.
And with that size, if you get a group of defenders down low, you're almost going to have to double-team him every
right.
time. So McKinney's going to bring the ball up the floor, get it up to Havel. Havel on the right wing, gets the screen there from Allen. Dumps it down low to Allen, wide open for a second. Ball tipped away.
That was Hostleton, I thought it was Downs.
Havel with it back up top now. He's going to try and drive the lane. Shut down there by Gilbert. Passes left side to Moore. Moore brings it out near the volleyball line. Goes right side to McKinney. McKinney pulls up for three off the rim. No good. Just short of the three-point there. Livingston comes away with the basketball. Dribbles right side. Passes off to Gilbert. Gilbert on the left takes a screen from Richards. Stopped there by Moore, though. Passes off to Hostleton. Hostleton gives it back to Livingston. He's going to reset the offense here. Going to go right side to Gilbert. Gilbert looking inside, takes a screen from Richards. Passes off to Downs. Downs over to Livingston. Livingston's going to bring it back up top to Richards. He's going to go right side. A little three-man weave action going on here. Downs with it. Passes over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to give the screen, get a screen from Downs. Pulls up for three. No good. Nathan Moore stretches up for the rebound, hands it off to McKinney. McKinney's going to go left side to Moore. Moore with it, takes the screen from Allen. Allen with the pick and roll, no good on that shot.
Looks like he kind of rushed it a little bit.
Gilbert dumps it down low to Richards, back out. Livingston with it, pulls up from two steps behind the three-point line, no good off the mark. McKinney comes away with the rebound, quickly gets it up court. He's going to dribble right, goes left into the lane. Caught up in some traffic. Downs comes up with the ball. Up court to Hostleton. Tripped up there by Moore and no good on the shot. Havel gets the rebound. Up court quickly into the corner to Havel off the backboard and in for three. Salukis regain the lead 7-6 with 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. Livingston gives it off to Gilbert. Gilbert picks up his dribble, goes to Richards on the right side. Back to Gilbert from the left wing. Pulls up three, no good. McKinney flying high with the big guys down there, but Downs gets the rebound. Up top to Livingston. Livingston going to go right, going to take a screen from Richards. Comes back up top left wing to Hostleton. Swings it around to Livingston, dumps it down low into Richards. Richards double team there, stolen away almost. They're going to call a jump ball. Drew Moore was ripping it away.
It'll be Red Hill basketball, but it takes the possession away for the second quarter, which might have had another held ball later. So
turnover there. It will be Red Hill Saluki basketball after that jump ball. Taking the ball out of bounds will be Connor McKinney. Inbounded it to Drew Moore. guarded there by Hosselton, and Hosselton will be called for his second foul, team second and the second of the night. So far, just under 3 minutes of play to go here in the first quarter of action, and Saluki's no fouls so far as Hosselton takes a seat. Coming in for him is number 24, Dawson Dallop. Havel gets the inbounds, going to bring it left side. Dribbles off to McKinney. McKinney pulls up for another three. In and out, no good. Livingston stretches up for the rebound. He's going to bring it up court himself. Gets a screen there from Richards. Right to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Allen's going to come away with the rebound. He's going to bring it up court. Gets it across the timeline. He's going to drive the lane. Pass out to McKinney in the corner. Pump fake. Steps inside. Puts up a 10-footer. No good. Worth tried to go up for the rebound, but knocked out of bounds there by Livingston. It will be Red Hill Saluki basketball. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Saluki's lead at 7-6. Havel looking to get it inbounds to Moore. Gets it in. Three-footer up. No good. Tipped out to Allen from Havel. Allen's going to drive the lane. Put up a floater off the glass. No good. Worth stretches up. No good on the rebound. Comes away to Richards. Outlets quickly to Livingston. Livingston's going to bring it back to midcourt. Pass off to Downs. Downs right side to Gilbert. Gilbert now gets the screen there from Richards. Going to bring it all the way left side. Pass cross court to Livingston. Livingston back to Gilbert. Saluki still in their man-to-man defense. Dallop with it now on the left wing. Brings it back up top to Livingston, who pulls up for three. No good off the rim. Downs gets the rebound out to Gilbert. Gilbert dumps it off to Richards. Richards stopped double team there. Yeah. Back out to Gilbert. Gilbert over to Dallop. Dallop dumps it down to Richards. Richards spins in the lane. One-handed floater up and in. Richards with all 8 points of the night so far for the Warriors. Moore and McKinney sharing the seven for the Salukis. Moore dribbles off Havel. Picks up a dribble, comes back. Havel gets it. He's going to drive the lane, goes left side, passes out to Allen. Allen's going to bring it back to the middle. Puts up a floater from five. No good. Ball tipped around. Richards comes away with it. Passes off to Livingston. Livingston brings it across the timeline, takes a screen from Richards, drives right to the lane, puts it off, and no good. Foul on the shot. We'll go against the Salukis, so Livingston will go to the line.
First foul against Red Hill. That was on Connor McKinney, or Parker Havel, rather.
His first, team's first, with 1:01 to go. Warriors are leading it 8-7. Livingston looking to make that 10 as he shoots his first free throw up and got it to go. So far, 1 of 1 at the line tonight for the Warriors. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richard Memorial Hospital. Livingston getting set at the line. Second one is up and on its way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Worth stretches up, gets the rebound. Outlets to Drew Moore, gets it up court quickly. Over to Havel on the left wing. Havel looks left, is going to put it on the floor, poked in the eye or something there. Passes off to Drew Moore. Moore with it on the left wing. 45 seconds to go. Ball careened away to McKinney.
He went back. I think he caught the ball and stepped in the backcourt, but he didn't catch it.
Might have been on the line there, but Drew Moore pulls up from the free throw line. Got it to fall. 9-9 with 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Livingston's going to slow it up a little bit. Look for the Warriors to take the final shot of the first quarter. 20 seconds to go. 9-9. Livingston content, dribbling it out there near midcourt. Drew Moore giving him some room. He's finally going to make his move. Passes right side to Gilbert, up top to Downs. Downs over to Livingston on the left wing. Livingston with 10 seconds up to Dallop. Dallop pulls up for three, no good. Drew Moore comes for the rebound. He is shoved out of bounds, and it will be Red Hill Saluki basketball. That foul will go against number 12, Marcus Downs. His first, team's third. 3.9 seconds left to go. Salukis have the ball and the full court length to go. Drew Moore gets the inbound, pulls up, or is going to go all the way to the basket, puts up a shot. Got it to go. Count it. As time expires in the first quarter, Salukis lead it 11-9. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball. Or wait, hold on. There was a foul on the shot. Sorry, foul on the shot.
So that was on Richards.
He will go to the line and shoot one for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he got it to go. So excuse that. Before the commercial break, Salukis are up on the Best Way Express scoreboard over the Warriors, 12-9. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraw Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraw Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming in, starting the second quarter of action. Warriors will start out with the basketball, but just before that break, Drew Moore went coast to coast, right to the hole, made the layup, and was fouled on his way up by Richards, and he made the free throw and got the old-fashioned three-point play as Livingston went straight to the basket, missed a shot. Worth on the rebound. Drew Moore goes up court quickly to Havel, and he is fouled on his way out of bounds.
By Dallop, I guess it was.
So Havel on his way out of bounds, and that foul is against Dallop. That is his first, team's fifth so far. McKinney gets it inbounds to Havel. Havel guarded there by Livingston, tries to drive the lane, picks up his dribble, needing some help. Gets in the form of Drew Moore, passes off to McKinney out near midcourt. Left side to Moore dribbles off of Allen's screen. Allen with the rebound, loses control, throws it off of Richards into the hands of Livingston. Livingston going coast to coast and puts up a shot. No good, but foul will go against Drake Allen. That will be his first, team's second. As Livingston goes to the line for a second time tonight, he is one of two so far. Mm-hmm. Livingston taking multiple dribbles, taking his time at the free throw line. Free throw is up and got it to go. 2 of 3 so far. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraw Federal Credit Union, and Casey State Bank. Livingston at the line to shoot his second one. Up and off the rim, no good. Worth comes away with the rebound, hands it off to Moore. He's going to bring the ball up the court slowly this time. Finally gets it across the timeline, goes right side, hands it off to McKinney. Kenny brings it back up top. He's going to go left side to Havel. Havel gets the ball after double team there. Back to McKinney in the corner. McKinney guarded there by Dallop. Gets a screen from Havel. Going to bring it back up top. Drive the lane. Jump stop. Back up top to Moore. Moore had to stretch for it that time. Guarded there by Gilbert. Left side to Havel. Havel tried to go baseline. Faked him out. Brings it back up top. Gilbert with it now. Havel drives the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Gilbert comes away with the basketball. Quickly up court, down low to wide open. Richards up and strong for two. Richards in no man's land. Nobody down there. Nobody knew he was down there. Goes up and easy for the two bucket. Ties it up at 12.
It's as big as he is. You ought to have been to find out that he was down there.
Havel gets the feed from Allen and up strong for two. 14-12, 6:15 to go here in the first half. Dallop with it now, up top to Gilbert. Gilbert takes the screen from Richards. Gilbert picks it up, passes off to Livingston. Livingston looking for a flasher. Back over, left side to Gilbert. Gilbert dumps it down low to Richards. Richards goes right to the basket and in for two. Back and forth, Salukis and Warriors go 14 all with just under 6 minutes of play left to go. Havel brings the ball to court, guarded there by Livingston, into the corner to McKinney. McKinney is going to back it back out to Drew Moore out near the volleyball line. Right side to Havel. Havel down low to Worth. Back up top to Allen. Allen left side to Moore. Moore now up top to Worth. Worth probably wanted the three there, but it's going to pass it off to Allen. Allen on the right wing with it now. Guarded there by Richards. Passes off to Worth. Worth over to McKinney. McKinney down low to Moore. Moore spins into the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Ball comes away to Downs, passes out to Gilbert. Gilbert brings the ball up the court, takes a screen from Richards. Richards off to Livingston, back to Gilbert. Gilbert left side to Dallop. Dallop's going to go cross court to Livingston, dumps it down low to Richards. Richards pulls up from just inside the three-point line. No good. McKinney comes away with the rebound. Quickly up court to Allen. He's going to go right to the basket. Puts
blocking
up a shot.
Foul, yes.
No good.
That's shot that Richards missed was his first. He was 5 for 5, but that one's the farthest one he took. Everything else right on the basket.
That foul will go against number 23, Noah Livingston. His first, team six of the night so far. 4:55 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 14-14. Allen looking to put that lead back to 2. So far, we haven't had a lead bigger than 3.
It was 12-9 Red Hill at the end of the quarter.
So Allen's first one is up and on its way. Got it to go off the back glass. As Dallup will check out, coming back in is number 22, Will Hosselton.
He picked up 2 fouls in the first quarter.
So all starters back out on the floor now. Allen's second one off the back of the rim, no good. Gilbert comes away with it, hands it off to Livingston.
They've got 16. I thought it was 15-14.
Should be 15-14.
I think it should be.
Richards down low, up and in strong. As they change the score somehow.
Yeah, I think it
should be 16-15. I think they're messing with it. But Drew Moore dumps it down low to Havel. Havel goes up strong, got it to fall, and is fouled on his way up.
I think it should be 17-16 right now, I think.
That foul goes against number 23, Noah Livingston, his second, team seventh. 4:32 left to go in the first half. Havel's shot is up and in. Old-fashioned three-point play is good. As the score should be now
18-16. I think it should be 18-16.
4:25 to go as Gilbert passes off to Downs. Downs over to Livingston on the left side. Livingston looking inside, gets it to cross court to Gilbert, back to Livingston. He's going to drive left side, wide open lane, right to the basket, up and in, finger roll. 18-all is what our score has it as Coach Brian Havel calls a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 4:09 to go, 18-18 it should be. We're back in 1 minute. Saluki basketball right here on the Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back out of that break. Saluki's had the basketball, but Gilbert got the steal, and Richards on the putback, and quickly up court to Allen, and he missed the wide-open layup. Hosselton got the rebound off to Livingston. Livingston cross-court to Gilbert from the corner, in and out, no good. Richards gets the rebound, no good, off the front of the rim. Ball tipped away to Worth, and Drew Moore comes away with the basketball. 3:22 to go. Warriors are leading it 20-18. Their first lead.
Last time they were ahead was 9-7. So.
Drew Moore intended the pass for Havel, stolen away by Hosselton and picked back up by Havel. And another jump ball called, and it will stay with the Salukis. So it will be Saluki basketball here on the jump ball, as Coach Brannon is not happy with the call. Trying to argue with the refs who had possession there, but their call is final, so jump ball. It will be Saluki basketball as Havel gets the inbound with 3:05 to go here in the first half. Trying to muscle his way against Livingston, sticking to him real close. Havel tries to make a move on him, hands the ball off to Moore on the right wing. Moore's going to back it out near midcourt on the right side. Going to dribble up to the right wing, looking to go baseline. He's going to go, picks up his dribble, puts up a side shot from 8 foot out, got it to fall. Moore with a long two-pointer there, puts it back 20-all. Livingston brings the ball to court, hands off to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles off the screen of Richards into the corner to Downs. Downs brings it back up top to Livingston. Livingston off to Gilbert. Gilbert into the corner to Downs. Cross-court pass to Hostleton. Hostleton pulls up for three. No good off the front of the rim. Havel comes away with the rebound. Almost lost it there, but brings it up court himself. Dribbles into some traffic. A blocking foul against Livingston.
That'll be three against him, I think.
His third foul, and along with Hostleton, too, as well, is it not?
Hostleton, I just have him for two.
Hostleton got two, so a couple of players not quite in foul trouble, but Livingston getting there.
Slukey's in the bonus.
So Howell will go to the line to shoot 1-1 with 2:16 to go. 18 fouls against the Warriors as Havel makes the first one. He gets the second. 21-20. Tonight's game brought to you by KZ State Bank, Larry Bogues Pizza, Leggett Lumber, and Rutgers Candy. Havel's second one is in. Good. Richards comes away with the rebound. Havel is there to get Richard. Havel's around. Drill up another. And then, of course, to Dallas checked in. For pass to Hostleton. 22-15. Shot no good. He's worth fighting. The basket easy layup. 24-21 with 1:35 to go.
First basket's for Gilbert.
Moore pulls up for three off the center and good. Worth comes away with the rebound. Gets it back up to Havel. Havel dribbling off down. Havel put back. 10-foot out is good. 24 in there. The Warriors. 1 second to go here. First half.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Sorry about that technical difficulty there, ladies and gentlemen. Slukies are down 26-23. There was a foul called against Parker Havel. Three team fouls against the Slukies.
Two against Parker.
McKinney with it. Passes off to Worth on the right wing. Worth with it now into the corner to Moore. Moore guarded there by Gilbert. Up top to McKinney. McKinney standing out there near the volleyball line with 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Dallet putting some pressure on him now. He's going to dribble left side, hand off to Ray, and a foul will be called against Hostleton as Ray will go to the line to shoot 1-1, and that is Hostleton's third. Checking into the game for him is number 40, Jackson Hills. Hills is a 6'3", 165 freshman as Ray is at the line. First one is up. In and out, no good. Allen stretches for the rebound, goes up strong against Richards, blocked. Rebound comes to Richards. Outlets to Gilbert with five to go. Gilbert goes left side, tries to go to the basket. Picks up his dribble, fighting off of it. Puts up a floater, no good. McKinney got the rebound, but time expires. And on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Slukies go into the locker room down by three, 26-23 in favor of the Warriors. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Slukie Basketball right here on The Legend.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has DeSpill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
It's halftime here at the Doghouse. The Lukies are down to the Warriors, 26-23. It's been a tough first half, as the halftime show is brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Rob, it's kind of been back and forth the whole game. Lukies got the first 2 points of the night, but Richards, he's just been on fire. He got the first 8 points for the Warriors, and it's just been back and forth the whole time. Lukies get up by two, down by three, tie it back up, and now they've just been down the last 6 minutes or so in the first half.
Their last lead came at 21-20. They led 12-9 at the end of the first quarter. That was their biggest lead. Casey's biggest lead has been three at 26-23. But talking about Luke Richards, I think I've got him for 18 points. 18 of their 26, 2 points apiece for Gilbert and Hosselton, and four for Livingston. The Red Hill, Drew Moore has 11, Parker Havel 8, 3 for Connor McKinney, and 1 for Drake Allen. So rebounds, 11 for Red Hill, 12 for Casey, and 4 turnovers for the Salukis, 2 for the Warriors. So doing pretty good on the boards, rebounding 12-11. But Luke Richards has just been, they've had no answer for him inside. And I don't know if they'll change something defensively in the third quarter or what they'll try to do against him. But I've got Casey shooting 12 of 29 and Red Hill 7 of 18. So, but Red Hill 7 of 9 from the free throw line, and Casey's 2 of 4. So the Salukis are hanging in there, down 3, 26-23. So got another half to go, and so far they're hanging with one of the best teams in the area, the Casey Westfield Warriors.
And they've really started to kind of shut Richards down a little bit here in the first half. They've kind of gotten a little bit of an idea what it's going to take to get to him in the second half, but they might have to change a little bit up on defense, start showing some different looks, maybe even throwing a little bit of full court pressure here in the second half.
They might have to. Of course, he's 9 of 10 shooting, but everything has been right around the basket underneath, you know, so his percentage is going to be high. So they could keep him away from that basket, but I'm not sure what Brian will try to do in the second half, or to change that up a little bit. Nathan's doing as good a job as he can, because he's helped with double teams a few times. Fortunately, their other players have not hit perimeter shots, so stays in the game. But then Drew had 11-9 in the first half, the first quarter. Parker came up with 7 points there in the first, or 9 points in the first half, so we'll see what happens here as we go to the third quarters. The teams are going to get ready to come back on the floor. Casey's coming back out now.
And let's go ahead and look into the second half of action here. Warriors, they're pretty solid so far. I don't see them switching too much up here in the second half. They'll probably keep trying to slam it in there to Richards as much as they can, but Salukis, they're going to have to come up with some kind of answer for him. Maybe, I don't know if the 1-3-1 zone would just quite work with the way the Warriors have been moving the ball. Maybe a 2-3 zone, maybe a 3-2, something along the lines of that a little bit, and maybe their 1-2-2 full court pressure. But they're just going to have to get a little bit more stoppage on the ball earlier in the court as much as they can. Maybe even a half-court pressure would even work.
If they go to that 1-3-1 zone, the baseline, whoever's running that baseline is going to have to be, and if it's McKinney or somebody like that, you need to get 5'11 to get 6'6. So I don't know if that would really work.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little bit different of a look for the Salukis, but you're just going to have to switch something up because a player like Luke Richards standing at 6'6", 275, I mean, the Salukis just don't have the size for a kid like that.
Well, it's some kids 6'6", 275 are slow and things like that. Richards is quick. He moves well. He's just a load to handle. He has been for 4 years.
And he's just an agile athlete, were saying, and he can hang with the little guys.
Yeah, with that one time he beat everybody down the floor. I said, didn't see him. Well, at 6'6", 275, I think you'd see him down there, but he just would sneak down there a little bit. But
it's still halftime. Both teams have returned to the floor, so we'll go ahead and send it back for another commercial break here, and we'll be right back with the second half of action. Salukis still down here at halftime, 26-23. Halftime sponsors were Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Lawrence Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef
sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Bill Dobson Ford!
And the second half action is underway. Just like that, Warriors start out with the basketball as Hostleton put up a shot there from 5 foot out, missed it, and the ball careens out of bounds. It will be a quick turnover, 16 seconds in, and the Salukis have the basketball.
Casey's got a kind of a full court press. When they break it in, they drop off and disregard the one bringing up the ball. So
Moore throws it up to Allen on the left wing, tries to drive the lane, and Richards will be called for a blocking foul.
Yeah.
As Allen tried to go to the basket.
That's good. There gets second foul on Richards.
First team foul of the half so far.
And they're gonna give him two shots.
They're gonna say it was on his way to the basket. So Allen at the line to shoot two here with 7:34 to go, down by three. 26-23 as the first one is up off the back of the rim, no good. Seems like Allen's been kind of switching stuff up on his free throw shots here lately.
For a while he was He was doing real well. He's, I don't know what his percentage is, but.
And now he's just kind of arcing it up there a little bit more, trying to get a little bit of a handle on the ball as he made his second one. 26-24.
He just didn't look comfortable shooting it sometimes.
Yeah. Gilbert with it, dribbles up top, picks up his dribble, guarded there by Havel. Looks like they're still in the man-to-man defense.
Yeah.
Hostleton down low to Downs, and Downs will be fouled on his way up. That foul is going to go against Drew Moore.
His first.
And altogether, I think the Salukis have only had like three fouls.
This is their fourth foul, yeah.
So their first here in the second half as Marcus Downs will go to the line for the first time tonight. Downs' first one is up and got it to go. Downs will get two here. 7:21 left on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 27-24. Downs' second one is up, in and out. Took a lucky bounce there for the Warriors and went in. Worth inbounds it there to Moore. Moore's going to bring it up, contested there by Gilbert. Going to dribble right side, pass off to McKinney. McKinney's going to bring it back up top, pass off to Allen on the left wing. Allen guarded there by Richards, going to bring it back up top to McKinney. McKinney out there, passes off to Havel. Havel's going to bring it left side, a little three-man weave action. Havel's going to back it back out. It's going to drive the lane, put it up and off.
Right in.
Floater right in there. Yeah. 28-26. Cut it back to two. Biggest lead of the night so far is four by the Casey Westfield Warriors. Livingston passes off to Gilbert. Gilbert up top to Downs. Dribbles left side to Livingston. Livingston tried to go low to Richards. Stolen away by Drew Moore. Passed up to McKinney. McKinney back over to Moore. Moore on the right wing. Tries to dribble off Gilbert. Puts up a floater in. Up and in off the glass. Moore ties it back up. 28 all with 6:25 to go. Gilbert just across the timeline now. Takes a screen from Downs. Downs swings it around to Hostleton. Down low to Richards. Richards up and off the glass. No good. Put back is no good. And a foul called on the floor. Just before that, Drew Moore tried to fly through there and block that shot. But
I think he's trying to steal the pass, but it's not a shooting foul, though. Third foul on Parker Havel.
Team's second of the third quarter so far. Gilbert, the inbound man, gets it into Downs. Downs up and in off the glass. 30-28 with 6:05 to go here. McKinney will inbound the ball. A little full court press here. Havel gets the inbound, guarded there by Hostleton. Havel finally gets across timeline, dribbles off the back of his feet, passes off to Allen, who came up to help. Allen guarded there by Richards, dribbling back and forth. Picks up his dribble now, passes off to McKinney on the right wing. McKinney's going to bring it back up top, pass off to Moore. Moore pump fakes, pulls up for three, off the rim, no good. Livingston goes up strong for the rebound, passes up court to Hostleton. Hostleton tried to go baseline, almost stolen away there by Moore. Livingston goes straight to the hole, passes out and around. Gilbert with it now goes down low to Livingston. Livingston's going to back it back out to the right wing, up top to Gilbert. Gilbert left side to Hostleton. Hostleton up top to Livingston, who pulls up for three, no good.
He was fouled. I think Drew picked up his second foul.
That is a three-shot foul there as Drew Moore does pick up his second one. And Livingston will go to the line to shoot three here to extend the lead to five with 5:18 to go here on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Livingston, first of three on its way, got it to go. Makes it 31-28 in favor of the Warriors. Tonight's game brought to you by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, and Lazy 8 Body Shop. Second one is up. Got it to fall. Livingston so far has hit almost all of his free throws except one or two, I believe.
It was 2 of 4 in the first half.
So far, 2 of 2 here in the second half. Third one is up and got it to go.
Largest lead, 33-28. Or largest deficit, whichever you want to look at it.
Drew Moore got the inbound, passes back off to McKinney, brings the ball across the timeline, passes left side to Moore, and tipped out of bounds by Drew Moore.
It was tipped off for the Casey player, but then went off Drew's fingertips. This is the point of the game where you don't want to lose touch with Casey, because they could go up by 6 or 7 or 8 here.
Gilbert downloaded Downs. Downs goes right to the basket, puts it up, no good. Gets his own rebound. Put back is good. 35-28 with 4:50 to go. Havel is fouled on the inbound as Hostleton will pick up his fourth foul of the night so far. And Dallop will come in for him. Dallop getting a lot of playing time so far in the game.
Casey scored the last 7 points.
And Havel wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Salukis down by 7, 35-28. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of that timeout called by Coach Brian Havel on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Hosselton got his fourth foul, and Warriors are up 35-28. They're going to put on a little full-court pressure as Salukis have the basketball. Ball inbounded to Drew Moore. Drew Moore breaks that pressure, goes straight to the basket, puts it up and in off the glass, and draws the foul there. That foul will go against number 10, I believe, or sorry, 12. That is Marcus Downs, his second. Team's third of the night, and Drew Moore will have a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play. Moore at the line, puts it up, and got it to go. Nothing but net there. 35-31, down by four again. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Downs with it now, passes off to Livingston on the right wing. Richards was calling for the ball up top to Gilbert for three off the mark, no good. Right into the hands of Richard, up and in. 37-31, down by six. Salukis looking to make a run here. Allen with it up top now, down into the corner to McKinney. McKinney going to dribble back up top, pass it down low to Moore. Moore up and in off the glass. Dribbled off for Richards and got it to fall. Back and forth they go. Down by six, down by four now. 37-33 with 4 minutes of play left to go here in the third quarter. Gilbert has the ball back over to Downs, swings it around to Livingston in the right corner. Cross court pass to Dallet. Dallet back up top to Gilbert. Pulls up from the top of the key. Buries the three. Gilbert with his first three of the night, and I believe the first three for Casey Westfield.
Havel, I think so, yeah.
Havel will bring the ball across the timeline. Passes off to Allen. Allen guarded there by Richards. Down low to Moore. Moore sneaks in up. No good. Tips it away right into the hands of Gilbert. Gilbert will bring the ball across the timeline, right down to the basket. Tipped away there by Nathan Worth. Gets the rebound. Outlets to Moore. Moore over to Havel. Havel sneaking in. Tipped away there by Gilbert and kept in bounds. Downs outlets there to Livingston. Back and forth, a little mix up there. Livingston hands the ball off to Dallop. Dallop over to Gilbert on the right wing. Looking down low for Richards. Downs with it, swings it around to Livingston, over to Dallop on the left side. Dallop back up top to Gilbert with 3 minutes of play to go here in the third quarter. Takes the screen from Richards, passes off to Livingston. Livingston back a long cross court there to Downs. Downs is going to drive the lane, put up a floater, got it to go, and draws the foul.
Downs has come alive here in the second half.
And that foul will go against Red Hill Salukis number 20, Nathan Worth, his first team's fourth of the half. 2:49 to go here in the third quarter as Downs will go to the line to shoot yet another free throw at the old-fashioned three-point play, and he gets it. 43-33, biggest lead of the night is 10 now as the Warriors are scooting away. Havel brings it coast-to-coast, puts up a five-footer, no good. Livingston comes away with the rebound. Behind the back, goes straight to the basket, spins into the lane, puts up a shot, count it, and draws the foul. That foul will go against Red Hill Salukis number 14, Connor McKinney.
His first.
Team's fifth of the half. 2:37 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Down by 12, Livingston looking to make that 13. Up and in, got it to go. Warriors are leading it 46-33. McKinney gets it inbounds to Havel. Havel contested there by Dallop, and Dallop will be called for the foul.
Two on Dallop.
That will be the Warriors' fourth foul of the half so far. 46-33, their lead. Inbound to Moore, hands it back off to McKinney. Livingston will guard McKinney now as he brings it across the timeline. Passes off to Allen. Hands back to McKinney. McKinney's going to go left side, goes baseline, tries to put up a floater, count it, and one.
That's Allen Richards.
Dribbles off baseline to Richards. Richards called for the blocking foul as McKinney just throws it up and it rolls right in.
That's three on Richards now. So
McKinney looking to have a shot at the old-fashioned three-point play, 46-35, looking to cut that lead back to 10, and does it as he buries the free throw. Livingston will bring the ball up with 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. Passes off to Gilbert, back and forth, trying to get some good ball movement going here in the third quarter. Dallif with it on the left wing, swings it around, gets it to Livingston on the right side, guarded there by Havel. Livingston up top to Gilbert. Gilbert tries to toss it down low into Richards as Richards tried to pass it out.
It's the back of the backboard on the backside of it. Turnover Casey, their fourth. Red Hill has six turnovers, so...
Moore gets the inbound, guarded there by Gilbert. Going to bring it back to midcourt. Going to try and make some moves on him. Crosses him up here. Goes low to Havel. Havel tries to go baseline. Puts it up. No good as Livingston stretches up for the rebound. Going to bring it up court quickly there. Guarded there by McKinney. Going to try and go baseline. Puts up a floater and a blocking foul will be called on the floor. That foul will go against the Salukis number 14. That is Connor McKinney. That will be his second foul, team sixth. One more, and the Warriors will be in bonus. Gilbert gets the ball into Livingston. Livingston pump fakes, takes a dribble, puts it up from 8 foot. No good. Gilbert on the put back, no good. Richards gets the rebound and put back. Stretches the lead back to 12, 48-36. 1:25 to go here in the third quarter. McKinney brings the ball across the timeline. Guarded there by Livingston. Warriors and Salukis both still in man-to-man defense. Allen with it now on the left wing. Going to bring it back up top. Salukis trying to set something up, figure out their defense now as Allen penetrated the lane there and fouled on his way up.
I think it's on Downs.
And that foul will go against number 12, Marcus Downs.
He's got three.
So some of the Warriors getting into foul trouble here early in the second half. 1:10 to go, up 48-36. As Allen is at the line again to shoot two. First one is up and right through the net. 48-37, looking to cut that lead back to 10. Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippet Sweet Teas. As the second one takes a good roll and goes right into the basket, 48-38 with 1:05 to go.
Well, the key thing is trying to get the lead under 10 in this next minute of the game. Because you had the ball to start the fourth quarter, so.
Livingston with it now on the left wing, up top to Dallas, swings it around to Gilbert, goes down low to Richards. Worth really putting some moves on him down there. Livingston into the corner to Dallas. Dallas back up top, getting good ball movement with 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Allen giving some room. Richards gives Livingston a screen, off to Downs, back and forth. 35 seconds to go, looking maybe to get the final shot here. Livingston drives the lane, puts it up, and no good. It will be called on the floor. That foul will go against Red Hill Salukis number 10, Parker Havel.
That'll be four on Parker.
And that will send Livingston to the line to shoot bonus here. He will go to the line and shoot 1-1.
Cameron Ray coming in for Havel.
Havel with 33.2 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Warriors up 48-38. Livingston on the line to shoot 1-1. Got the first and the second. First one's on the way. Let's go. It's another chance to lead back to 12 here. Need to be playing hard this second. No change of guard, but we're really looking down low. This is a spot that Livingston is there. Brings 450-38 here in the third quarter. McKinney with the ball now, drives the lane, passes out to Ray. Ray with it on the left wing. Going to bring it back up top to Allen. Allen with it now at the top of the key, drives the lane, passes off to Worth over to Ray in the corner. Ray looks up at the clock, 15 to go. Hands it off to Moore. Moore with it now and a foul.
Moore called for travel.
And Moore not happy about that, looking for an explanation there.
I thought he got bumped. I thought they were going to call a foul there on that.
13 seconds left in the third quarter, 50-38. Warriors have the ball. Gilbert passes off to Richards. 5 seconds to go. Gilbert with it now. Pulls up for three. No good. Airmailed it. And as Downs will try and save it, stepped out of bounds with 0.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Just barely enough time to get the ball off here. Allen gets it into Moore, throws it almost full court, just barely missed it there as time expires. Going into the fourth quarter of action on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Warriors are leading it 50-38. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
And the Salukis start out the fourth quarter of action with the basketball as Drew Moore drives the lane, goes up for a shot, and is fouled on his way up. That foul will go against number 44, Luke Richards, with his fourth foul, team seventh, so both teams in the bonus for the rest of the game as Drew Moore is at the line to shoot two here. First one is up and got it to fall as Richards will take a seat. Dalek will come in for him. And a score update at about 15 minutes ago, Lawrenceville was leading Hudsonville Tigers 34-24. So the Indians doing good over there on their side. If you want to listen to that game, tune in to Light 103 as Drew Moore makes the second one, cutting the lead back to 10, 50-40 now. Livingston will bring the ball across the timeline, takes a screen there from Downs, passes off, gets it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert over to Livingston on the left side to Dallet. Dallet back to Gilbert. Hosselton checked in there in between quarters, playing with four fouls as Livingston pulls up for three, in and out, no good. Ball tipped away there by Downs to Gilbert. Gilbert puts up a floater, no good. Downs with the rebound, knocked away out of his hands. And last touch by the Salukis, the referee says, so it will stay Warrior basketball. Gilbert will inbound the ball, gets it into Downs. Downs up top to Dallop. Swings it over to Livingston. Livingston takes a screen from Downs, dribbles off of it, drives the lane, and Moore called for the blocking foul.
That's his third.
And Moore calling for a towel now as he fell to the ground. Surprised Livingston didn't get called for the charge. Looked like Moore had his feet set on.
I did too. I thought that was.
But Moore cleaning up a little bit of sweat down there on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 7:18 to go, 50-40 in favor of the Warriors. And Livingston at the line to shoot bonus.
I think he may be shooting two.
Tim Wolf over here
like
was holding two up. So Livingston at the line to shoot two. First one is up. Got it to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Best Way Express, WTHI-TV, and People's State Bank. Mortgages, mobile banking, and more. We're your community bank. As Livingston makes that second one, brings the score back 52-40. McKinney gets the inbound. A little bit of full court pressure put on by the Warriors there. McKinney dribbles off the screen out to Ray on the left side. Back up top to Moore. Moore back to McKinney. McKinney guarded there by Dallop up top to Worth. Worth swings it around, getting some good ball movement here. Trying to spread this Warrior defense out. Moore puts the moves on him. Goes right side. Puts it up and off the glass. A little too hard. No good. And a foul called.
On Casey, I think.
Looks like it is. That foul will go against.
I think Drake Allen will go to the line for the bonus. Third, well.
Foul goes against number 12, Marcus Downs, his fourth, team's eighth. So Downs and Hosselton in the game, playing with four fouls each. And shot will not be good as Nathan Worth had crossed the line there, leaning a little too much. So no shot will count there. 52-40 the score still with 6:50 to go here in the game. Livingston will bring the ball up the floor now. Passes off to Hosselton on the left side. Cross court there to Gilbert. Into the corner to Livingston. Livingston trying to make a move on Drew Moore. Goes left side into the lane. Puts up a floater. No good. Worth stretches up for the rebound. Moore gets the outlet. Quickly on the move. Passes out to Ray. Ray on the right wing. Brings it back up top. Guarded there by Livingston. Hands it off to Moore. Moore with it now goes low to Allen. Almost lost it there. Tipped away there. McKinney with it now on the left wing. McKinney makes the move on Dowd. Dribbles off his back foot. Picks it back up. Passes off to Ray. Ray back up top to Moore. Moore guarded there by Gilbert. Dumps it down low into Allen. Allen
was fouled.
Fouled on his way up.
I think it's fourth foul on Livingston.
And Livingston will be called for his fourth foul. And that is the team's ninth foul. So multiple players in the game playing with four fouls. Livingston, Hosselton, and Downs as Richards is sitting out with four fouls as Allen makes his first free throw.
And Parker Havel sitting out right now with four fouls.
I believe the only one without any fouls is Gilbert out on the floor for the Warriors as Allen makes his second one. And Coach Brandon wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Warriors are up on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 52-42. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here in the fourth quarter of action where the Warriors have the basketball after Drake Allen cut the lead back to 10, 52-42 with 6:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors have the basketball. So Livingston brings it across the timeline, passes off to Dallup. Dallup up top to Gilbert. Salukis have stayed in the man-to-man defense all game now. Hosselton dribbles right side to Livingston. Livingston's going to bring it back up top, take a screen there from Hosselton, drive the lane, pass it into the corner to, Hosselton. Took a screen there from Dallup, up top to Gilbert. Livingston back with the basketball out near the volleyball line, goes left side, puts up a floater right near the basket, rolls off the rim. Worth gets the rebound, outlets there to Allen. Allen is going to hand the ball off to Havel. Havel's going to dribble left side into the lane, and a foul will be called against number 24. That is Dawson Dallup.
His third, and two shots for Parker Havel.
As the Salukis are now in double bonus for the rest of the game, as Havel makes the first one. That is the 10th team foul on the Warriors, 52-43 now. Havel's second one is up and just short off the front of the rim. They have finally broken that 10-point barrier, down by 9, 52-43 with 5:20 to go. Hosselton with it on the left wing, going to bring it back up top, dribbling out near the volleyball line, passes right side to Livingston. Livingston's going to take a screen there from Downs, dribbles left side, Dallup with it now, back up to Livingston, over right side to Gilbert. Gilbert guarded there by McKinney, giving him some room, gets a screen from Downs, left side to Hosselton. Hosselton taking his time, takes his dribble, passes right side to Gilbert. Gilbert to Dallup. Dallup on the left wing is going to bring it back up top, hand it off to Livingston. 4:45 to go. Warriors running some clock here. Livingston goes right to the basket, puts it up and in off the glass. 54-43, 4:35 to go. Drew Moore brings it across the timeline, guarded there by Gilbert. Going to make a move, split two defenders, puts up a floater, fader, in and out, no good. Livingston stretches up, brings down the one-handed rebound. Going to bring it up court himself as Richards is set to check in on the next dead ball call. Livingston with it from the right wing, pulls up for three, no good. Allen comes away with the rebound, looking up court, nobody open. Going to bring it all the way himself, puts it up, and no good, just short. Downs comes away with the rebound, passes off to Gilbert. Gilbert going to bring it up across the timeline slowly, takes a screen from Downs. McKinney works his way off of it, Hostetin with it, passes off, and Livingston throws it wild out of bounds.
Yeah, right into the almost Casey bench, just down from Coach Tom Brannon. So that's only five turnovers for Casey. Red Hill has eight, so been pretty well played from that standpoint.
Richards checks in. Dawson Dallet checks out. 3:50 to go. 54-43. Salukis down by 11. Drew Moore tried to go over the top of Gilbert there. Regains his dribble back inside to Worth. Worth goes up
traveling.
And is called for traveling. Good thought process there to go inside to the big guy. Guarded there by, I believe it was Downs. Just took one too many steps and referee saw it. Livingston will bring it across the timeline, hands off to Gilbert. Gilbert up top to the big guy, passes off to Hostetin. Hostetin up top to Livingston, and over to left side to Gilbert. Gilbert back and forth, getting good ball movement, trying to spread things out a little bit.
I think they're comfortable right now, or content to run the ball on the perimeter and not force anything, try to get good shots.
Livingston tries to dribble off, passes off to Downs, almost tipped away there by Allen.
They're going to call a foul on Drake Allen. I think he tipped the ball, but he bumped to I think it was Downs in the head, the forehead. So it'll be a 1-1 for Marcus Downs, who's really come alive in the second half.
That is Drake Allen's second foul, team's ninth. Downs at the line to hit 1-1. First one is up and no good.
Across the line, so turnover, Casey.
So the score still stands 54-43 with 3:07 to go.
That's happened once to Red Hill, now once to Casey. You don't see that too often.
Not really. You don't.
And sometimes, and a lot of times it's the free throw shooter.
Drew Moore gets the inbound and stolen away there by Livingston. Livingston trying to go coast to coast, up and no good. Richards tried to go on the putback, no good, and he got the rebound again and got the putback. 56-43, Havel on the breakaway. He's going to go right to the basket, puts it up, no good on the lay-in. Downs got the rebound, outlet to Hostetin. Livingston with the ball now. Back and forth. Gets over to right side to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble left side with 2:30 to go here in the game. Goes to Hostetin, back to Livingston. Livingston out near midcourt now, near the Saluki head. Passes off to Downs. Downs into the corner to Hostetin. Gilbert was coming to get the ball, and Hostetin's going to take care of it. Going to bring it back up top. Passes off left side to Downs. Downs takes the screen there from Richards. Goes right side to Gilbert. Gilbert, cross-court pass to Hostetin. Warriors just running clock here with 2:05 to go. Up top to Livingston. Livingston with the ball off to Hostetin. Double team. Saluki's double teaming the Warriors now. Cross court to Downs. Downs with the basketball is going to bring it back up top and is finally fouled there by Drake Allen.
His third, and be a two-shot, but both teams in the double bonus now. That's Marcus Downs. Downs and Livingston have really picked things up in the second half after it was all Richards in the first half.
So Downs at the line to shoot two more with 1:53 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. In and out the first one, no good. 56-43 the score in favor of the Warriors. Marcus Down has been at the line multiple times tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Downs, the second one is up and rattles right in. 57-43. Saluki's down by 14. Drew Moore will bring it across the timeline. Guarded it by Gilbert. Moore looking for a man. Passes off left side to Worth. Worth guarded there by Downs. Moore. Pulls up from the volleyball line, buries the three. And Havel calls a quick timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here with 1:38 to go left in the game. Down by 9.
11. Down by 11.
11, yeah. 57-46 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Coach Havel's going to probably have them come out in full court press, try and get that ball back as quick as they can.
Yeah, both teams are double bonus, so And the foul situation now with Casey, some of these with four fouls, it's not as desperate now because it's only a minute 38 to go.
And if the Salukis can do something, maybe even to get Richards and I believe Downs has four fouls too,
yeah,
and Hostleton and Livingston as well. So just about all their starters have got four fouls.
Yeah.
And Salukis in pretty good shape. None of their starters really in foul trouble except for Drew and Havel maybe.
Havel has four, Drew has three. But again, the situation now, with a minute 38 to go, you may not have enough possessions.
So it's going to be a tough minute and a half to go here in the game. Salukis down by 11. It is possible, but it's going to be a tough possible, as it is Richards, Livingston, Gilbert, Hostleton, and Downs in for the Warriors. So both sets of starters, full court pressure put on by the Salukis. Drew Moore tried to block that pass. Livingston gets it across the timeline. Picked up quick. Downs with it now. Down low to Livingston. Goes baseline. Nice easy layup wide open. Allen gets it into Drew Moore. Moore brings it up court quickly. Passes off to Ray on the left side. Drew Moore with it now. Up top to drive the lane. Put up a shot. Up. Pass around. Good. Tipped away. And out of bounds by Livingston. It will stay Salukis basketball. 109 to go here in the game. 59-46. Nathan Worth checks back into the game. Ray will take a seat. Give him a little bit of a breather here there real quick. Inbounded to Moore right under the basket. Up and in. And draws the foul. He will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Coach Havel switching Ray and Worth in and out. Trying not to...
For defense, I think...
Trying to give Ray, have him foul instead of Worth. Dallop also checked in there. Came in for Hostleton, it looked like. Drew Moore has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. No good. Ball comes out of bounds away to Havel. Moore back up and in. 4 points just like that, 59-50. Havel guarding Gilbert there. Gilbert passes off to Livingston. Livingston trying to get it across court. He does finally, breaks that pressure. Stolen away there by Allen. Allen getting it up court to McKinney. McKinney's going to pull up for the three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Richards comes away with the rebound, and McKinney will be called for the quick foul as Dallop had the ball with 42 and a half seconds left to go.
That would have been a big three. They would have cut it to six with 40 seconds to go, 42. But as it is, it's 59-50. And back at the line will be this will be Dallop, his first time at the line. He'll be shooting two.
59-50 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Dallop at the line. Have yet to see him shoot free throws, as you said. 42 and a half to go. First one is up and good. Extends the lead back to 10, 60-50 now. Coach Brian Havel calling up Connor McKinney to the basket. Tried to get him in the lane. Too late as Dallop puts it up and off the back spring box, and Havel will get the rebound and bounces out of bounds.
Yeah, it came off long, and Havel went for it. Now that one of the KBG players got to him, might have run some contact, but out of bounds off Havel.
40 and a half to go as Gilbert will inbound to Richards, tipped it away, and they're going to call a foul on Drake Allen. So Richards will go to the line as Allen gets his fourth foul.
Well, this is the first time Richards has been at the line, so.
60-50 the score in favor of the Warriors with 39 seconds to go. Richards at the line to shoot two. First one is up and just off to the left side, no good.
Yeah, that was just a little bit outside.
Just a bit
high
outside.
High and outside, as Bob Euchre would say, just missed.
Richards' second one is up and rattles in, 61-50. McKinney gets the inbound with 35 seconds to go. Got to get some points on quick. Gets it to Moore. Moore's going to pull up for three. No good off the rim. Ray tries to go for the rebound. Livingston comes in strong. Gets the rebound. Back and forth.
Well, you don't need to foul now because you're up down 11 with 25 seconds to go.
Dallop down low to Richards. Puts it up and in strong. 63-50. 15 seconds to go. Ball up court to Ray quickly. Gets it to McKinney up top. Working their way through. Moore's going to pull up for three from the corner. No good off the rim.
We'll call a rebounding foul against Drake Allen.
And that will be his fifth team foul as he will check out of the game with 7 seconds to go. Drake Allen will foul out and Coach Brian Havel will send Worth in to replace him. 63-50 with Richards going to the line to shoot two more.
He was one of two at the line moments ago.
So Richards at the line with 7 seconds to go here in the game. First one is up on its way. No in and out, no good. Richards so far one of three at the line. 63-50. Second one is up and got it to go. 64-50. Warriors lead by 13. Drew Moore gets the inbound. Going to bring it down court to Connor McKinney. Pulls up for three. No good on the shot. Rebound comes away, and as time expires, Warriors will win it on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 64-50. We'll be back in a couple minutes with post-game stats and words from Coach Brian Havel and the player of the game. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Bill Dobson Ford!
As the game comes to a close, the KZ Westfield Warriors take the win tonight, 64-50. Red Hill Salukis fought a hard, tough game the whole time. We're down by three at half, but we're back and forth with that lead all throughout the first half, and we're fighting hard and strong and came out swinging, but just weren't able to catch the Warriors, as I will go ahead and send it over to Rob for that post-game stats and scoring.
Well, like you said, the Salukis led 12-9 at the end of the first quarter. They were down 26-23 at the half, and the game was tied at 28. Casey took the lead for good at 30-28. They increased it to 7, and then it was a 4-point game at 35-31, but then it was 50-38 going into the fourth quarter. They maintained a double-digit lead, I think, throughout the fourth quarter. It was 10 points at 50-40. Biggest lead, the final of was the 14-point margin of 64-50. Big Luke Richards, I had him, I think, for about 28 points, 18 of those in the first half. But the second half, Marcus Downs came on with, I think, 9, and Noah Livingston had about 12 or 13 in the second half. So they got point production from other players in the second half, which was a key for Casey. Red Hill had 2 in double figures. Drew Moore at 27. Parker Howell with 11. 6 points apiece for Connor McKinney. Drake Allen. Red Hill was out rebounded 29-20, according to my stats, and 9 turnovers to 7 for Casey's. So both teams played a pretty good floor game as far as not turning the ball over a lot. Wasn't a sloppy game that way. But the fact that Richards in the first half and then basically Livingston and Downs in the second half were the keys and things for getting Casey to get the lead and to hold on to it as they won it 64-50. Casey's 14-1 on the season now, I believe, out of what their conference record is. Red Hill falls to 1-2 of the league, 12-5 overall, snapping an 8-game winning streak. And, of course, the Slukas will be on the road Friday night as they travel for another conference game against the Newton Eagles.
And that will be a up-and-down game maybe too, but they're going to have to bounce back from this 14-point loss here tonight, 64-50. It was a hard-fought game. Not too many fouls there in the first half, but maybe a total between the two teams, maybe a handful, maybe about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And a lot of fouls here in the second half. Got very physical. Both teams, just about all the starters for the Warriors, like we were talking about, had foul trouble, most of them with 4 fouls. And then right there at the end of the game, Allen got his 5th, as there were a couple of Salukis there in foul trouble. But, I mean, it's going to be tough. It was kind of tough picking the player of the game. We'll go ahead and do that. Player of the game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. Ford Tough Player of the Game. I'll let you go ahead and announce that. Like we were saying, it was tough.
Well, Drew Moore had 27. His second big game. He had 26 against Detroit in the Detroit championship game. But played well tonight. The whole team played pretty well. It's just that Luke Richards, the first half, with his 6'6", 275 frame in there, was hard to work with. And then in the second half, Noah Livingston and Marcus Downs got some points and everything like that. So that took some pressure off Richards, as he did pick up his 4th foul. So, but the Salukis, a pretty good performance. I don't think Coach Howell can be totally disappointed in it. They're playing one of the two best teams in the conference. I saw shortly before the game was over, Rob Flanagan, the Omni coach, was leaving, probably coming to watch Casey because they probably play them shortly. So I think Casey and Omni are the two best teams in the conference, I think. And Red Hill played them, a 14-point game. It was really, in a way, it was a closer game than that, especially out the first half and almost through the first 2.5 quarters before they were able to separate themselves a little bit. And the Salukis could never really make a huge challenge. They had one opportunity with about 40 seconds to go, down 59-50. And Connor McKinney on a break missed the 3. That would have cut it to 6. With 40 seconds to go, still a long shot at the time, but it was still, been a possibility. But instead, Casey wins it 64-50. They won the JV contest 49-34.
And we'll go ahead, while we're waiting on Coach Havel to come up here, send it back for another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with post-game words from him as the Salukis fell tonight 64-50. We're back in about a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Salukis fans, as we await Coach Brian Havel to come back. We will go ahead and look forward in the schedule as what is coming up for our broadcast. Like Rob said, we are at Newton to play the Newton Eagles on Friday, and then we are back home against the Fairfield Indians, Mules.
Yeah.
On Saturday. Showing on my calendar, that is a late game there. And we are back again next Monday for a girls' basketball game. They will be taking on the Marshall Lions. And then on Tuesday, we travel to Oblong for a boys' game. That is a late game as well. And then next Friday, we are at Paris to take on the Paris Tigers. And then just before LIC tournament play, we are back here on January 15th against the Marshall Lions for the boys this time. And then we go into LIC tournament play.
So, and as we wait on Coach Havel to make his way up here, Saluki's losing tonight 64-50 in a hard-fought ball game. This Coach Havel joins us. Coach, good first half, tied there in the third quarter. They got a little bit of separation there in the third quarter, got up to 7 or 8, and you could really never make a run there. They're a tough team. We'll say it was Richards in the first half, but Livingston and Downs really complimented him and did some damage in the second half.
Yeah, you know, we just had a long talk in the locker room. I didn't feel like we had the energy we needed tonight to come out and play in this game. I mean, we were right there for most of the game, and we didn't take advantage of some of the things I thought that were thrown our way. And you touched on it there in the third quarter where, you know, we had 4 or 5 just bad possessions, and not turnovers, but just bad shots where we didn't take advantage of things. And, you know, it's frustrating because obviously Casey's a very good team, but we felt like we kind of had things going our way, and we gave them back the momentum. And then there for a while, we didn't do much to help. And then we were playing, you know, around down 8 or 10 most of that fourth quarter trying to battle back. And they're fairly methodical at times offensively, but, you know, when you get stops defensively, then you got to close them out with rebounds. And we didn't do that. You know, I know Casey has a lot to do with it, but I didn't feel like we played very well tonight.
Well, you know, you got this is one of 3 games this week. You've got to move on now after tonight and think about Newton on Friday night. At Newton, you saw them at Dietrich. I know they're kind of an inexperienced team, but you're playing them on their home floor.
Yeah, it'll be a very difficult game going there. We saw them at Dietrich, and they were unfortunate to where they had to play Dietrich on that double game day, how that worked out. And I don't think Newton had the energy to play Dietrich that night. But, no, Newton is young, but they got shooters, and they're a very dangerous team, and they'll be ready to go. And we got to be ready to go more so than what we were tonight. We got to come out and play with some energy because I thought we just appeared as a team. I thought we looked like we had dead legs, and I don't really understand that. But I that was just my perception. Maybe I'm wrong, but it looked like that tonight.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
So Lucas will be at Newton Friday night after losing tonight to the Casey Westfield Warriors 64-50. Casey's now, I think, 14-1, and Red Hill is 12-5.
So we will go ahead, and that'll just about wrap it up for us here, and we will see you all Friday night up at Newton, where they will take on the Newton Eagles and hopefully get their energy back coming out of that long Christmas break, out of that double holiday tournament championships, and regain some momentum and really go on a streak right before LIC tournament play. For everybody, Bill Schroed back at the studio, Rob and myself, Ryan Seed, stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.